All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. I can't even, we can't do a regular music bed for the story I'm about to talk about right now. By the way, it's the Get Up Crew. Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Leroy, Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks, and the best new hip-hop and R&B. Have you seen the flying bike? Yo,
wait.
The flying bike that they made in Japan?
When you say flying bike, do you mean like someone sitting on the bike and then it just goes up in the air and starts like
That's
levitating?
That's exactly what I mean.
No way.
It can stay in the air for 40 minutes. Leroy showing Melissa a video right now. Tell me that does not remind you of Star Wars. It's like the Star Wars. I don't know what they call it in Star Wars. I'm not a Star Wars geek, but
it looks like a drone, like a big drone.
It looks like the thing. Yeah, it is. It's kind of like a big drone, but eventually it's just going to be the bike thing, like in Star Wars, and then eventually that's going to turn into an Iron Man suit, and we're all going to be Iron Man. I'm trying to tell.
No, I'm with it. I love it.
It looks
okay.
The video, you're looking at it and you're going, oh, this is one of those things that somebody made of. And it looks fake, but it's a real flying. I want one.
All right. Can I stop you both for a second?
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Leroy already said he was down for it. You're saying you want one.
100%.
Okay. You know we're living in Boston, right?
Yeah.
In a city where morons
right
drive
yes.
on a regular basis.
And now we can fly above those
you
morons.
You want those morons to be able to have access to a flying contraption.
No.
I want
me to have access
okay.
to the flying
well,
contraption.
You know these
while those
are available.
Morons.
It's not going to be just available for you.
Yeah, well, they'll do a, just like everything else, do a test for it. Do a driving test for it. Some morons will pass, but most really, really yeah. terrible people won't, unless they take the test in Brockton.
So instead of having these idiots on the road, like on the ground, now they're going to be flying above your head. I am all set.
Can't wait.
No.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
No, I'm all set.
Melissa.
You have too much faith in society. You really do.
When you speak of the, I don't want to use the word moron, but when you speak of these people who drive a little unsafe on the road.
Yeah.
You do realize you're talking about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the fact that, and I only say it like this. When you are driving in this, it's defensive. Well, I shouldn't say it's defensive driving because that's what you're supposed to do. But I'm just saying, like, there's so many crazy people around. If you don't drive as crazy, if not crazier than those people, you're never going to get anywhere in this city. So
I was
you have
close.
To learn and adapt.
I was very close to agreeing with you, but then I thought about it. You know, before cars, they were horses. And I'm pretty sure people were like, I don't know. You really trust people to getting something that goes, you know, 60, 70 miles per hour? Do you trust? It worked out. I mean, we have our hiccups
did it?
Here. Yeah, it did. We have our hiccups here and there. But it's dependable enough that it can work. I think.
And even before that, people were probably making a big deal about horses. They're like, right. You want to get a wild animal that thinks for itself?
Right.
No way, man. I'm staying on my 2 feet. I'm pulling this wagon by myself.
Right. If this flying thing is going to work, they need to up the testing, the test you have to take. in order to get one.
Yeah.
You got to up it.
Exactly.
You can't just give it to like, can you imagine, like, never mind, I'm not even going to start going there.
Drunk flying like that?
I mean, yeah, anything, but like, yeah.
Wait until you're stuck in traffic and you see someone just go, whoop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then take off.
That's real safe.
Jealousy.
I'm good.
Jealousy. Meanwhile, Melissa will be the first one. Once those are available, she'll be the first one out of all of us to get one. She'll be like, guys, guess what I just bought?
You'll be jealous.
No, no, no. Not what she bought. Guess what I just won at the
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's great. I got one for free. I just throw it in the trunk of my car and never use it.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.